Well, as I got a little bit older, they actually had little gas heaters in there because, like I said, natural gas up there was so plentiful. But before that, they had these, they were almost like these square little bucket things that they would put hot coals in. Now, I never saw them put hot coals in there, but that's what they told me it was for. It wasn't like a coal burner thing like that, but I guess they would heat them somewhere in the main part of the house and then carry them into each bedroom, and that's how they would heat the room. And next to that, over, you know, off into the corner was where you went to the bathroom, because it would always, sometimes it would be so cold and you wouldn't get up to go out to the wash house or out to the house, so you'd go to the bathroom in the bucket. So there was always a bucket to go to the bathroom in. And that was another thing, another chore we had to do, was empty all the buckets in the morning as kids. And that was pretty gross, but, man, that was great.
Yeah, what about, like, where you put your clothes? What kind
of all furniture. It was never, you know, closets that were embedded into the, like, we make all these big, huge walk-in closets. It was all furniture, you know, those chiffoniers and chiffonier, something like that. Just clothes cabinets. What are they called? Chiffoniers?
Chiffrobes.
Chiffrobes.
Oh, yeah. Chiffrobes and
wardrobes.
Boy, I was off. Armoires. I really don't know what the difference is.
And they were great.
What about on the bed? How'd you keep warm?
You didn't. You either slept with your family member. Me and my brother slept together. But, you know, we had gas. We kept turning the gas on, and that would work. But mostly we just slept together, because you can't let the gas run all night.
Right.
So... It was great.
A lot of quilts. Your grandma made
quilts. Oh, yeah. She made a lot of quilts. I forgot about that. Well, she had, like, hundreds of quilts that she would sell and she would make. And that was great. And there was always a lot of wasps in there, because it was such a rudimentary type. I mean, it was out in the middle of nowhere. It was 20 miles to the nearest town. So, I mean, you lived in the woods. A little bit of the woods, you know, was going to live with you. So it was always, we were always like running from wasps and spiders. There were always a lot of spiders in there.
What about you? Like, what did you do at night? Just for family entertainment.
Me and my brother just picked at each other mostly.
Really?
Pretty much, because there was, I mean, there was nothing out there. We would have fun in the dark, because, you know, growing up here, you know, we're spending, you know, the school year here. We were used to electricity and streetlights to play under, and but up there, there is not. There's nothing out there. Streetlight, what is that? You know, so we would scare each other in the dark a lot. So we had fun doing that kind of stuff. We'd play with lots of fireflies, and it was just wild stuff to play with out there. My grandmother would make these dolls out of corn husks. They wouldn't last very long. You know, the silk part out of the corn, she would tie them and give them hair, and, you know, make little men dolls and cut the hair off, and little women dolls. You know, we'd play with that for a day. We got a kick out of playing with the clean clothes on the clothesline, because that's how you dried them. They didn't have dryers. I mean, even in the late 80s, that's how she dried her clothes. We also got to burn the trash, like all the stuff that you didn't throw on the compost pile. You know, a couple hundred feet down from there was the pile that you burned everything, and you did that like every couple of days. So, you know, and today you would think, oh my god, you let your kids burn trash, you know, at 7 and 8 years old. Well, that's what kids did
right
back then for chores. It, you know, if you didn't know how to do that.
What about what kind of room did you gather in, like you know, the family members, you know, like kind of equivalent?
Well, that house, that particular house was, it was just one big room. Mm-hmm. And what separated the rooms from each other, like the little sitting room or the den where ladies would just sort of gather and, you know, chat and have coffee, was, again, furniture. Furniture was what separated the rooms. Those big, like, buffet type things, that was like up against the wall and came out like an L, and that separated the big table dining room area.